welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. Residents in parts of Sydney's southwest have been told to prepare to evacuate as heavy rain continues to bear down. More than 100 millimetres has already been recorded in some parts. The Weather Bureau's Steve Bernasconi says the heavy rain will continue tomorrow morning before moving south.
24-hour totals of 200 to 300 millimetres are also possible in some locations. You know, we're talking about easterly winds averaging 60 to 70 kilometres with gusts of up to 90 kilometres.
While plane passengers have been facing significant wait times as extreme weather causes delays at the airport, more than 100 domestic flights have already been cancelled or redirected. Taylor Swift's sold-out Aussie concerts have helped lift retail trade by 0.3% in February. Clothing, footwear and personal accessories saw the largest increase at 4.2%, while cafes and restaurants also saw a modest jump. Flo Brown from the Australian Retailers Association says the Swift effect definitely had an impact.
Certainly there are sugar hits in the economy like Taylor Swift, the Swift index or Swift effect, as they call it. We had Barbie last year, which saw a bit of a spike in clothing sales and that sort of thing. And of course, Easter is in that category of a sugar hit as well.
Parties have been making their closing submissions after Network 10 was allowed to reopen its defence in the Bruce Lerman defamation battle. Former Spotlight producer Taylor Auerbach was the only witness as 10 alleged Mr. Lerman leaked documents to 7 and lied about it. The former Liberal staffer denies all allegations. Demolition work is beginning in Taiwan after that powerful earthquake on Tuesday, as authorities confirmed 2 Aussies are among the missing. More than 600 people are reported as trapped, with work underway to remove a number of leaning apartment buildings. And scientists estimate up to 11 million tonnes of plastic pollution is sitting on the ocean floor. That's 100 times more than the amount of plastic floating on the surface. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, Nathan Lyon has voiced his disappointment with Cricket Australia restricting how much country cricket he can play in England. The 36-year-old will only be allowed to play half the season. The Swans have again left Sam Wicks out of the side to play West Coast tomorrow. And Saudi Arabia has won hosting rights for tennis's WTA finals for the next 3 years, offering record prize money. In your entertainment news now, and Madonna doesn't seem to be getting hung up on any lawsuit. The singer's lawyer is moving to dismiss a class action from fans that her New York concert started hours past the advertised time, adding that there was nothing unreasonable about the timings. Lily Allen is apparently plotting a music comeback 5 years after being dropped by her former record label. The 38-year-old singer has revealed she's flown to Nashville to start work on a new album. And King Charles is reportedly planning a state visit to Australia in October after a pretty positive start to his cancer treatment. Britain's Sun newspaper says the 75-year-old monarch has asked his aides to ramp up the travel plans, which will also take in New Zealand and Samoa. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.